Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. Big day Shabbos, Shabbos clothes, is a practice that Chazal in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph identify is rooted in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'chibarato me'asos derachecha, V'chibarato, honoring Shabbos, Shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol. Our Shabbos clothing is different than our weekday clothing. I remember this as a child that we used to play in the backyard, Shabbos shorts. The Mor Ba'etzba, the Sefer of the Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, he describes that we remove our weekday clothes and transform our entire wardrobe. Ashrei mi, praiseworthy, he says, of somebody who wears entirely distinct, separate, and special clothing for Shabbos that they do during the week. Next week's episode, we're going to talk about the halachic details of this. But this week, we want to focus on what is the meaning, what is the significance, the idea behind changing our clothes from weekday to Shabbos. Three different perspectives on this issue. The first one, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, describes and explains at length in one of the Yahrzeit Shirim in memory of his father, Rav Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik, in the Shirim Lezecher Nishmas Abba Mari. He explains a Gemara, a concept, an idea in Halacha, that there is a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. One of the ways this is manifest is actually in the realm of clothing. The Shulchan Aruch in the Girsa, the textual tradition that we have in Simen Tuf, Kuf, Chaf, Tes, and Orach Chaim 5:29, describes that Big Day Yom Tov, our Yom Tov clothing, our holiday clothing, you Yoser Tovim, should be nicer, Mishal Shabbos, than Shabbos. Why should it be that our Yom Tov clothing is nicer than Shabbos? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that when it comes to Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. We, so to speak, go to Hashem's house. Yom Tov is connected with Mikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, the Korbanos, and that is the house of Hashem. We go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. But on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as his, as words describes, he is Mashre Shchinaso, Hashem rests his presence, Berishuso V'tchumo Shal Ha'adam, in our confines, in our domain. Ha'ein Sof, the endless light of Hashem, Mitzamtzim Shchinaso, he limits his divine presence, Bebatei Chomer Shal Yitzir Kapav, in the, literally, the physical, earthly clay dwellings of the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Shabbos, we welcome Hashem to our home. That's why we have Kabbalah Shabbos, but there's no ceremony of Kabbalah Yom Tov. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that on Yom Tov, we go to Hashem's house, whereas on Shabbos, he comes to our house. When a guest, a special guest, the Shabbos Malka or the Shabbos Melech, comes to our home, we have to dress up appropriately to greet this special guest. But in Yom Tov, when we go to, so to speak, Hashem's house, we always dress nicer when we go to someone else's home. So this is approach number one. Shabbos clothing, it demonstrates the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to our house. We are accepting, we are living with the presence of Hashem. Another, a second way of understanding and appreciating the beauty of Shabbos clothes is found in the Sefer Yichud HaShabbos from Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger Shlita. Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger in the sixth Maimer describes that the changing of the clothes on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, this mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, reminds us of the changing of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a special mitzvah to change his clothing from the gold garments to the white garments to go in the Holy of the Holies, which is why certain Kabbalists had an emphasis on wearing white garments on Shabbos. Says Rav Kluger, Big Day Shabbos Kodesh, it is the equivalent to the Avodas HaBegadim Shal Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. That what? That on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is removing the old garments, so to speak, the soiled garments, the garments that remind us of wearing the fig leaves after the chait, after the mistake of Adam HaRishon. We remove that, and rather we wear the new clothing, the clean, pristine clothing of our Neshama Yisera. That's the transformation that we undergo, a personal transformation of our Neshama going back to Gan Eden before the chait. And instead of having Alei Te'ina, the clothing that is stained by the sin of Adam HaRishon, we go back to the Kosnos Or, the light that surrounded Adam, that surrounds us every Shabbos with our neshama. So Rav Soloveitchik says that changing our clothing reminds us of the greeting of the Shabbos queen. For Rav Kluger, the changing of the clothing is letting go of the filth of the week, of the dirty clothing of Adam HaRishon, after he ate the Itzadats and moving before. But the third approach, magnificent transformational approach, is found in the teachings of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk in the Ein Hayah, in his commentary to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara describes that a person is required, according to Rabbi Chanina, to check their clothing to make sure they're not inadvertently carrying anything on Shabbos. So Rav Kook asks, what is the significance and the symbolism of clothing? What does clothing have to do with Shabbos? Why are we checking insensitive to our clothing? So Rav Kook explains that each one of us has two dimensions, two planes on which we live. We live on the plane of Chaim HaChitzonim, the external life. And then we have, of course, the dimension of the Chaim HaPnimim, our inner life. During the week, unfortunately, because of the darkness and the challenges and the vicissitudes and the distractions of the outside world, we are entrapped in a Chaim HaChitzonim, in an external world, an external life, in a superficial world that drags us away, that creates a gap and a distance from our Chaim HaPnimim, from our internal world. What happens on Shabbos? Shabbos is the time that we allow, we foster our Chaim HaPnimim, our inner world, to shine. And not only that, it's not just that we shed the Chaim HaChitzonim from the weekday, it's that the Chaim HaChitzonim, the external, the way that we interact with the world around us, with others, the physical life, the existence that we have on Shabbos, that Chaim HaChitzonim is transformed because it becomes in sync, in consonance with our Chaim HaPnimim, with our inner world. So says Rav Kook, that's why on Shabbos, we're very careful about how we act. Because the way we act, that's our Chaim HaChitzonim, and we want to make sure that it is in line with our Chaim HaPnimim. Says Rav Kook, that's why we change our clothes on Shabbos. Because during the week, our clothing, our Chaim HaChitzonim, might be different. It might be at odds with our Chaim HaPnimim, but not so on Shabbos. On Shabbos, our Chaim HaChitzonim, it's the kind of clothing that amplifies our kavod and tiferes. It amplifies the role that we play in the world, driven by our Chaim HaPnimim. He says that our life of Kedusha, Menucha, and Idun, holiness, contentment, rest, and refinement, those are the skulos, the treasures, the qualities of an Adam HaPnimi, the Chaya Adam HaPnimi, of the inner life. And that is the character of Shabbos. That's the way that our Chaim HaChitzonim looks on Shabbos. Says Rav Kook, that's why we're going to transform our clothing on Shabbos. That's why we're going to be sensitive to make sure that even inadvertently, our clothing, our external, our Chaim HaChitzonim, don't carry anything out. Because on Shabbos, our Chaim HaChitzonim are mirroring, are expressing our Chaim HaPnimim. So for Rav Soloveitchik, it's about greeting the Shabbos queen. For Rav Kluger, it's about letting go. It's the Shinoi Begadim of the Chait, of the weekday, of the difficulties of the week, of the lowness. But for Rav Kook, it's about aligning our Chaim HaChitzonim, our expressions on the outside, our Levush, which is, of course, a symbol for our body, the life, the physical life that we lead, to be in line, in sync, and shining forth with the Chaim HaPnimim. That our physical body, our guf, that's the levush for our neshama. And the Shabbos is the Yom of the Nishmasa, and therefore the way that we act, which is expressed through the clothing that we wear, reflects the Chaim HaPnimim, the inner holiness and the values of our pnimius, our inner neshama, every Shabbos when we wear our big day Shabbos, our Shabbos clothes. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.